Welcome to my podcast. This is Koshi, and this podcast is Facing Everything. Facing Everything. If your deepest desire is freedom or happiness, lasting happiness that freedom promises, there has to be a willingness to face everything, to face whatever it is that you might be avoiding, to face the fear of loss, right? The fear of death or the fear of rebirth. There has to be this willingness to meet what is actually here, not what you imagine might be here, but what is here, really. It's a more intimate examination and a willingness to welcome what arises without the movement to resist, fix, or change. There has to be this willingness to face everything, which requires a deep surrender of your own personal control, right? A surrender of the powers of mind to imagine, remember, and project. A surrender of the mind to the infinite realm of the heart. This is the nature of facing everything. The essence is surrender. Surrendering what you think. Surrendering what you feel, right? And it's the end of stopping the natural tendency to follow the movement of mind to fix or change. We tend to try and fix or change our circumstances, or we might be hoping that our circumstances will be getting better, or that we will wait until that perfected time when we become enlightened. So in this waiting process for the perfected to arrive, the perfection of now is overlooked, right? And life is messy. It's not neat. It doesn't fit in a tidy little box, right? It's a mess. So part of facing everything is welcoming the mess of life, because it's not about fixing or changing your circumstances. Your circumstances have nothing to do with freedom. Your circumstances have nothing to do with freedom. Freedom is the presence that is here and now, that is unaffected by the constantly changing movements of your circumstances, your thoughts, your feelings, your memories, and your imagination about the future, right? So there has to be this willingness to surrender control, the willingness to surrender your strategies to protect, your strategies to fix your life, fix your relationship, fix your job, your boss, whatever it is, your children, right? This very powerful movement of mind to fix or change in an effort to make things perfect, right? An effort to bring the happiness that we long for. But happiness and freedom will never be found in your circumstances, in your feelings, in your thoughts, in the world. The world is in a constant state of change, right? So if you're looking to things that change constantly for happiness, you might have moments of happiness or states of happiness that come and go, but this is not the lasting happiness of freedom. As we move through life, we have a wide range of experience. We can experience anxiety, fear, sadness, despair, a sense of hopelessness, terror even, right? Joy, bliss, happiness. But facing everything is the willingness to meet what is actually here, not what you imagine is here, right? To the willingness to welcome whatever is happening in your life, not trying to fix or change your circumstances. Because the natural tendency of mind is to think that if my circumstances were better, if I won the lottery, I would be happy, right? And they've proven scientifically that even if you win an outrageous amount of money, that happiness lasts at most for 6 months. So that kind of happiness is not freedom, right? Getting what you want is not freedom. Controlling or changing your circumstances is bondage. It has nothing to do with freedom. There's this kind of tendency to wait for that miraculous moment, right? Or hope that that miraculous moment is going to come, that you are going to be happy, that your circumstances will just be perfect, your relationship will be perfect, right? It's a manipulation of mind, right? This seduction of mind that if you wait, then life will get better, right? And life is happening in each moment, right? It's a continuum. It's not just one moment. It's a continuum of many, many moments. This is the nature of life. So if you're waiting for the perfect relationship, the perfect circumstances, you are actually missing your life. So facing everything is welcoming what is. Or as Byron Katie said, loving what is, right? Instead of rejecting, judging, hating this moment. If only I had more money, if only I had a better job, if only my husband would understand me, then I would be happy, right? So this looking outward to circumstances, relationships, things never produces lasting happiness. You will not find freedom in the circumstances of life. Freedom is life itself in the core that is unmoving and eternal. Eternal life is within you, and this is the great challenge, is discovering this for yourself, this life of the life within you. This is the nature of freedom. And part of that is to welcome what arises in your life, what arises in your emotions, what arises in your thoughts, not as an avoidance, but as a deep and intimate examination for yourself. What is this, right? What does it mean that I lost my job? Instead of the horror of, oh my God, I'm going to be homeless, maybe losing your job is a great gift, a great opportunity to just be still, to examine your life, to deeply ask yourself the question, what do I really want, right? So what you really want is essential, to be honest about that, because inquiry is not about right or wrong answers. It is a discovery. It's an opening of mind to discover what is always here. So what you really want, actually sitting with that question, is essential, because on the path of freedom, if you don't just want freedom more than anything, chances are life will seduce you, circumstances will seduce you, relationships will seduce you with a false promise of happiness. And I'm not anti-relationship or job. It is wonderful in this world to be making money, to have some security based on income, right? There's no problem with a job. There's no problem with relationship. But your desire for freedom has to be strong in order to weather the storms that will come. Life changes that will come, unexpected experiences, accidents, illness, disease, the nature of suffering, right? And to discover what inside has the capacity to bear anything. The loss of a leg, right, is a horrifying thing. When you lose your leg, this is a part of how you perceive yourself. So this can be a great shock to the mind to lose a limb, but the truth of you is still untouched by that loss. When you lose your whole body, the truth of you still remains. So it's not the body, and we identify with the body as who we are. And it's that core identification that gives us the story of our life, the experience of life, right? But when you're entangled with your story, there can be very intense suffering. When you're entangled with the past as a definition of who you are, this can be horrendous suffering, especially if it's a bad story about what happened, which feeds a deeper sense There's something wrong with you, that you're worthless and unlovable. So part of facing everything is examining the sense of self-hatred, examining this identification. Who are you really, right? Who is this person that is experiencing life? Who is this? What is this body really? And when you deeply examine the death of the body, you can meet the fear of losing that body, right? The terror of that final moment, right? The terror associated with no possibility of a tomorrow. All tomorrows are imagined anyway, but when we meet death and there is a realization that there will not be another day in this body, right? So facing everything is welcoming what is in this moment so that you can examine it instead of being threatened by whatever it is you're avoiding, threatened by any fear that might arise or any unwanted experience. If you're threatened or entangled, then it has you by the throat, right? Then you are the effect of your circumstances and your emotions. But in the willingness to be still and welcome to face everything that's actually happening right now, not what you want to have happening or what you like or what you don't like. It's not about what you like or don't like. It's what's here. And then deeper, what is always here. This is the discovery of freedom. The freedom that you are, and it requires the willingness to face everything without the movement to fix or change it, because changing your circumstances or changing your emotions or even changing your thoughts does not produce the lasting happiness that I'm pointing to, right? I'm pointing to the lasting happiness that you are, which is deeper than everything that changes, which is your thoughts, your feelings, your circumstances. The world itself is in a constant state of change. So freedom lives in discovering the changeless within you, right? And this is very simple because it's always here. This is the life of your breath. The presence before any thought arises. This is the truth of who you are, but it's so easy to get entangled in the thoughts, in the circumstances, the emotions, right? So facing everything is to be still and welcome what is, tell the truth about what is, and stop this movement to try and fix or change, and allow it to be as it is, right? Allow your relationship with yourself to be as it is, which in this allowing, you have this opportunity to intimately see for yourself what is going on inside of you, Right? What is deeper than any emotion? What is deeper than this sense, I am me, right? And what if your circumstances, your life is always just a mess? If you let go of this tendency to try and control your life or fix your life or change your life or change your partner's life or your lover's life or fix or change your boss or your job or your circumstances, if you stop all that, if you welcome whatever is happening in your life in this moment, there is an opportunity to see the life that has the capacity to bear everything. The living freedom that you are and always will be. The life of the life before any thought arises. This is who you are. Freedom itself. And this discovery is the greatest challenge of a lifetime. Because it's not about the perfect life. Or an idealization of the perfect life, or an idealization of the perfect state of consciousness. It's accepting fully what is and giving your attention to that which is always already free. So part of facing everything is facing the unexpected. Right? Maybe the loss of someone you love. And certainly the earthquake, the massive earthquake that just happened in Nepal is a great lesson in the impermanence of life, right? Many people have died suddenly in an instant. Their lives were snuffed out, right? They were taken. And the heartbreak of that loss, especially if you've lost someone that you love, right, can be very painful because of the attachment to it being a different way. How could this have happened, right? This resistance of this horrible news is part of the pain of suffering. And the other part of suffering is the attachment to someone that you love, which is a normal aspect of mind, to be attached to someone that you love, right? Or to be attached to the way things were. There's many ancient temples that fell down in Nepal. They've been there forever, for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. And in an instant, they're destroyed, right? And this is what Jesus meant when he said, not one stone will remain on top of the other. And he was talking about King Solomon's temple that housed the great Ark of the Covenant, right? The Ten Commandments of Moses. And he said, not one stone will stand upon another, but my word will remain. So what he's pointing to is this presence of being that is unaffected even by the most violent earthquake that could crash a temple to the ground, right? That could take a person's life in an instant. So it's this willingness to allow what is, right, instead of resisting what is, that enables you or gives you the space to discover what is unaffected in this moment, right? What is free of the heartbreak? And to discover what is free of the heartbreak, you must dive into the heartbreak, right? You must meet what we most avoid, which is the death of the body or the rebirth of the body, right? Death and rebirth are two sides of the same coin, just like fear and doubt are two sides of the same coin. And if you're walking around with two fish in your pocket, right? Fear and doubt as two dead fish, how can you possibly be free if you're walking around with a dead fish of fear and doubt in your pockets? It stinks, right? Fear stinks. Doubt stinks because it's a closing of mind. Fear is a closing of mind around a sensation in the body. And doubt is closing of mind around a belief. I doubt this will work is a thought, right? So the mind closes or narrows in on a single thought. This is the nature of doubt. And it's the reason why Ramana said, doubt the doubter. Because if you don't examine the core issue deeply, intimately, this sense I am me, this doubter, right, the one who doubts, there will be no end to doubts. So you have to see through this deep sense I am me and this is my body, right? Because the nature of all suffering comes back to that very core issue, I am me. And so examining fear, examining doubt, welcoming the circumstances of your life, the end of fixing or changing your circumstances, the end of waiting for some kind of perfection to materialize, in the willingness to surrender all of that, then you can see the perfection in this moment, right? You can let go of your attempts to fix, change, and control and protect. Because these movements of fixing, changing, controlling, and protecting are bondage. Because ultimately every strategy to protect fails, right? As this earthquake in Nepal demonstrates so beautifully, all strategies have failed when a building collapses on top of you. It's over in that moment. It's the end of the physical form. But as the Buddha recognized, form is emptiness, and emptiness is form. You are the emptiness, not the form, right? And it's the deeper and deeper recognition of this that frees you from the circumstances that can keep you trapped. It frees you from the dead fish of fear and doubt when you're willing to doubt the doubter and examine the fear intimately for yourself. So facing everything is surrender. It's letting go. It's welcoming the mess of life. It's welcoming the heartbreak of life, the loss of life, and examining it intimately inside of you so that you can discover what is always at peace, what is always here, what is always free. And this is the essence of freedom, is intimately examining where is your attention. What are you giving your attention to? Your thoughts in and of themselves do not cause suffering. It's giving your attention to those thoughts that animates the thought. Without your attention, thought has no power, right? So it's the attention that gives power to the reflective consciousness of mind. So the heart is the sun and the mind is the moon. It's a reflection of the consciousness of the heart. But it is not the source. It is not the sun. It is not the heart, right? The moon reflects the light of the sun. The mind reflects the light of consciousness, the light of your heart, the freedom and love that you are and always will be. The challenge is to welcome what is and discover what is always free, what is always at peace, what is freedom itself that is alive within you. This is the discovery that offers you lasting happiness because it is the essence of who you are, pure unbounded love. Thank you so much for listening. This is Koshi, and I'll be talking to you again soon.